Court order Board of Works for December the 11th. Need approval of the minutes for November 27th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. The Christmas lights at Greg Park are up on the lamp post. We want to thank everyone that's participated every year. This is our 12th year, I believe, of doing those. The Four Lake Shelter House is very close to completion. Jones Builders has done a wonderful job. We want to thank the patience of the RDC. This has been a long process. We'll have a final bill from Jones and Son soon. We'd like to encourage people to get out even though the weather is cold. We have the new Leicester Square Fitness Park that's being used, the Riverwalk, the Tecumseh Trail, the Vaughan Walking Trail, and Kimmel Park. The weather may not be nice sometimes, but you can still get out and walk. We'd like people to get active. With Kirk Bushy here, I'd like to thank the Rotary Club and the Reveille Interact Club for the two little library boxes. If you've been to Greg Park and to Leicester Square, those are great pieces, plus two picnic tables each. I hope to, through the Parks Department, put one of those little library boxes on the Riverwalk down by our office. I think it would be a great addition. So now people can go out to the parks and enjoy and have a chance to read. I'd also like to take this opportunity. My secretary, Melissa Johnson, will be retiring December 22nd. We had a retirement party for her last week because some of her family were home from Florida. She's been a great addition to the Parks Department. She's been there for 6 years. We couldn't have moved forward with all the projects that we've had without her. There'll be a lot of changes next year with the Parks Department. We will be moving right behind the mayor into that office.
Lots of windows in there, aren't there?
Yeah. I jokingly said it, my secretary's retirement. I think the mayor wants us up here because I asked for so much money that I will be closer to just walk over.
There's a fireplace in there, though. Did you know that?
So at some point in time, we will be moving. But Paul Rupert will be taking over the responsibilities of Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you, Paula. So next year should be exciting for all of us. But
Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I think this is the last time I'm up for this year, so I wanted to kind of give you guys a breakdown of the year so far. Looks like we've had about 12,780 calls for assistance. Arrests this year, and again, these are general numbers. They're not broken down into misdemeanor felonies, but about 841 arrests, which is up from 781 in 2016. We also have issued 730 citations for 860 violations. As far as traffic accidents go, we worked 643 property damage accidents, 87 personal injury accidents, 159 hit and run accidents, which I thought that number was pretty high, and one fatal accident. Also this year, in regards to the Board of Works, we hired four. We actually hired five. We ended up with the four that we needed for this year. That was Kenny Lance, Jude Craycraft, Aaron Luce, and Robert Kincaid. They've all completed the Law Enforcement Academy. And we retired one officer, Dennis Holt. Next year, we're going to need a minimum of three. We've got two officers that are in the drop that are definitely leaving in July and August. Another officer who has not submitted their paperwork yet, very comfortable they're retiring, though, next year. So that will be three retired officer positions to fill, and then we'll have the one additional school resource officer position. So four again next year. That's a big task. This year was the first year in many years that we put four officers through at the same time, and I give kudos not only to those gentlemen but to my training staff that did all the field training. It's a lot of work to get that many officers through at once for a department our size. We purchased and completed the 15 vehicles on the bond, and they're out in the fleet. Completed the window grant for the main level, and also notably co-hosted K-9 Nationals. Our National Night Out event was larger than ever. And I guess those are some of the things that I'm most proud of, is that we're really reaching out to the public. And we've participated in several public outreach events, raised thousands for charity over the last year for Special Olympics and Salvation Army. We did have our Battle of the Badge this last week, and we were victorious in the individual contest for that. But honestly, it's just a great event that the police and fire can get together, and we raised nearly $5,000 for Salvation Army in that one day. That's which is great. A good deal. Lastly, I would mention this is the 20th year for Shop with a Cop. That's tomorrow morning. So if you have not ever seen that event, come down along Hart Street. We will leave down at Pace between 8:15. You will definitely hear us no matter where you're at, all the sirens going. But it's a pretty neat procession out there. And again, with the public outreach there at that event, spending $175 per child on over 200 children, and we've been doing that for 20 years now. That's really something to be proud of for the guys and gals there. So I am very proud that we're moving out into that public service arena a little bit more, and that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Chief.
Street Department.
Bryce, Street Department. We've moved into our second round. We don't really advertise where we're at. We just as as needed. So we'll be covering the whole city again.
Mystery pickup.
Yes. And after we've put out a notice after December, we'll they'll need to be bagged. But we'll be picking up loose leaves again the rest of this month. And after January, theoretically, we'll pick up. And also, we had an auction last Monday and sold some surplus vehicles. That well.
Good.
City engineer.
The big news the last few weeks is we got Second and Niblack open.
Smooth.
Yeah, it was a complicated job, and you really can't tell from the finished product how complicated it was. But I'm working on the final construction record now to get that wrapped up. Paperwork-wise, 6th and Main, the light poles went up today. We'll check and see on the way home if they're lit up. They should be. Okay. So the last piece on that is the depot canopies is the last piece on that. We expect those in the next few weeks.
Okay.
And then we also submitted the notice of funding application for Washington Avenue from Emerson Avenue to Bell Crossing to NDOT. For their call for projects for fiscal year 2022. I'll hear back from that in February. So, wow. That's all I got.
Great. Thanks, John.
We'll move to new business. First up is Earth Day Walk, April 22nd, and Latino Festival, August 25th. Chris Roberts.
Don't see Chris here. Okay.
Next is World War I banner request. Honorable Jim Osborne, you should have something in your packet with the.
Thank you. I'm here to request that we be allowed to place a banner on the Hart Street location, March the 5th to the 26th. We have our annual World War I event, living history event, March the 24th. 4th and 5th that weekend, and so the banner helps get the word out, and we appreciate being able to do that.
All righty, so we'll make a motion to approve the World War One banner for the Indiana Military Museum on Hart Street from March 5th to March 26th, insurance pending. I think they're good for it, probably. But okay.
We're in the middle of maybe going to another insurance. The provider is still the same local provider, but he's talking about another company, so I'll check with that right away.
All right. Second the motion.
Okay. What's that?
The LS.
They did win the second battle.
You're looking at the rendezvous, right?
They just lose the first battle, but they come out in the end. Yeah.
Hedge your bets.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Aye.
assuming that you did vote.
Next is alley closure request from Annex of Vincennes and the Granger. So we just need to tell her to have her turn it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very little traffic. It's an alley that runs right in front of the firehouse between Chestnut and the firehouse.
Right. Next is NDOT LPA Local Roads and Bridges Matching Grant Agreement, John Sprague.
You'll find in your packet an agreement. This is the NDOT LPA agreement for the CCP project for 2017. It's an agreement. City of Vincennes and NDOT boilerplate. Ms. Rolligan has reviewed.
So in this motion, we need to mention the amount of the project. It's on page 3, it looks like. Yeah, oh, it's down in the bottom, page 10, too, okay. So make a motion to approve the Local Roads and Bridges Matching Grant Agreement, EDS number A249, with NDOT and the City of Vincennes, for the project amount of $433,500.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Main Street Phase 1 Water Main Design.
Okay, this is a supplemental agreement to our contract that we already have with Clark Dietz. We're under contract for the road design. And we recently found out that the water department has wishes to replace the the water main and services in this stretch of roadway too. It's a transat line. It's brittle and old, and I think it's a great idea to get it replaced before we put a brand new road on top of it. So we're already under contract with Clark Dietz. So this is a supplemental agreement that we paid for pending final approval from Vincennes Utilities Board. In that amount, and then when we go to construction, they will cover that amount as well. So any invoices for this phase of the construction will be sent to Vincennes Utilities, but Board of Works has to approve.
Yeah. So you guys actually pay the freight on this?
We'll be paying for it.
Okay.
The water portion.
Right.
Of that contract.
Okay. So we're going to make a motion per Mr. Sprague's recommendations to approve a supplemental amount to the Clark Dietz engineering contract in the amount of $52,935.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next is Knox County Tri Route and Banner Request. Damon.
Didn't get enough mic time.
Yeah. This will be the 12th. Tri-Knox County, it'll be the third that the Parks Department has taken over. It'll be the second Sunday of June, June the 10th. We're just requesting same street closures. We'll always have a safety meeting and get with all the law enforcement, fire department, sheriff's department. We may be coming to you in January. We are looking at another running route that would allow us to decrease our volunteers that we need as we go down 6th Street or Washington Avenue and through. We have to have someone at every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it's just harder and harder to get volunteers to commit. But we don't know which way we're gonna go, but we'll look at it. We're also asking to have the banners put up in February, starting like we always do. They rotate around. We'll have insurance sent to Paula.
So you know when, so Paula, do you know when the banner's going to be hung, or?
We're going to hang it once each month between January and May.
It typically just goes to whatever's open around town.
Okay, so we'll just, we're going to leave it at your discretion of where those go. Okay, and then the route itself will be determined at the safety meeting?
Right now, the route is, as is. If we come back, and it would just be the run. Obviously, the swimming will be at Rainbow
Beach. We've got a couple old farts in here that run that, so we'd like, we want to make sure we get.
The bike route will be the same. We're just trying to find a different run route.
Yeah. Could you, like, lower the grade on that thing? I mean, that would be nice. So, okay, we're going to make a motion to approve the Knox County Tri route and banner request to be hung monthly at the discretion of the mayor's admin from January through May for the June event, and route to be subsequently planned through safety meetings.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Was that big enough? That covered it.
Next is award contract for demolition of blight houses. Mr. Cooper. Recommendation
is that Norris from Little Bicknell is the lowest bidder, and I would like to have it awarded to him for the demolition of the seven houses.
Seven.
I don't know where the packet's at. Okay.
We got them up here. They're up okay. Here. Okay. That's for seven houses. And when is that? When will that take place, Phil?
Well, he's going to have all the 30 days, and as soon as he signs a contract.
30 starts, days after he signs the contract?
Mm-hmm.
For all seven?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
The total was $43,000.
$43,000, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion based on Mr. Cooper's recommendations to award contract for the demolition of blight houses to Mullins for seven houses in the amount of $43,000.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Next is award contract for City Hall ADA renovations. If you remember, we accepted one bid or took a bid from Wolf Construction for $382,000. That was the only bid we got. I've since met with them, and we've reduced that down by roughly $50,000. So
good for you.
I'm going to recommend that we accept the Wolf bid.
So we want to make that in an amount of $232,000, or just?
No, we'll accept.
Accept their reduced bid. Okay. So we're making a motion to award a contract to Wolf Construction for a reduced amount per the mayor's negotiation for the City Hall ADA renovation.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have one other thing. We also opened bids on the police department's, the DNR grant for the police department for their, and we had three bids. The group has met and scored them, and we recommend that we go with local with Donovan Donovan. And we need to approve this with also the caveat that the DNR has to approve this also. So
pending, okay.
Pending DNR approval also.
Okay, so we are making a motion to approve the DNR police station assessment plan to Donovan and Donovan pending DNR's approval.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is miscellaneous, and I guess Justin Lowe would like to speak.
Justin Lowe, Vincent's Fire Department. The chief has informed me that he has done an investigation leading to discipline that I am involved in, and he's also stated that I could get a copy through you all, the Board of Works, and I would just like to request that.
Okay. Did you not give him a copy? Or? Okay. You can have a copy of that, right?
Thanks, Justin.
If nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Merry Christmas.
We are adjourned.
So-